So we're going to begin this heart chakra meditation. As always with all our meditations, by breathing into the bellies and finding that safe place, that familiar place of home, home within the being, home within the self, where all things are safe and comfortable and familiar and easy. And we're going to work the heart chakra. So I invite you to travel down into your heart region, into your chest cavity, and begin to breathe a bright green energy into your heart. This green can be a Kelly green or the green of the grass or whatever green comes to you that is vibrant and alive and energized. And as you breathe this green into your heart chakra, feel it expand and travel through the entire chest, up to your shoulders, down into your belly, down your legs, down your arms, into your head, into the auric field. So your entire being now is vibrating this vibrant, clear, green energy. Green is the energy of the heart. It's a very cleansing energy. It's the energy of love, of compassion, of peace, tranquility, of being. And on the higher levels, the color for the heart is pink. The higher octave, this pink resonates to our soul, our higher self, our inner beings, true self-love, true self-compassion, unconditional love. And one of the things we're going to do in this unconditional love is bring it to ourselves and bring it to others. So in this meditation, we're going to imagine that the heart chakra extends down our arms and into our hands, and that there's a beam of light from a universal source above us that comes in the top of our heads. This universal source light is the frequency of love, unconditional love, of compassion, of joy, of peace. And we're going to bring it in through the tops of our heads into our heart chakras, and we're going to feed our own hearts with this unconditional love. Any pain that we've experienced in the heart, any lost loves, any jealousies, anything that lets us feel any other than fully in our peace, fully in our joy, fully in our own self-love, we're going to surround with this source light energy. Breathe it in and ask this aspect of pain to shift to a new frequency. of light. So if we have any heart pain, maybe a love left us, and we're feeling very blocked, very angry, very sad, just allow that emotion to be surrounded by a joyous light. It can be green, it can be pink, it can be white. And this pain, this sorrow, this lack of love, when it's so filled with this light, can no longer hold the pain or the lack or the anger. When you bring enough light to it, it fills, shifts, and changes to a higher frequency of love. We can literally love something to death by loving it unconditionally, accepting it as the way it is, and bringing so much love to it that it no longer can hold the negative energy. And it transforms, it transmutes into either neutrality or positive energy, positive love. So see yourself, maybe an aspect of self, a child aspect. Let's just say that never felt he or she had any or enough love from a parent. Many times we as children, even though our parents feel they're loving us as best they can, we need more. But we also know that the past is the past, and our inner child aspect did not get the love he or she needed. And so what we need to do now is go in as the adult, as the universal source self, and give that inner child aspect all the love he or she needs. So go in and identify a time and place where maybe you just didn't have the love you needed. Maybe from a parent, maybe from a sibling, maybe from a teacher, maybe from a spouse. Identify that pain. And now, as an adult, as a being representing the higher self and the source light, go in and envelop that aspect of self in unconditional love. Love that part of yourself that needs the love so desperately and never was able to have it. Love that part of yourself that feels less than worthy, less than whole, less than appreciated. Give that aspect of self everything he or she needs by filling that aspect with light, the joy, the compassion, the peace, the blessing of this light, so that you can feel yourself, that inner self, beginning to fill so full that the pain diminishes, recedes, and then disappears. The lack, the loss, recedes to nothingness because you are now so full. And I'm going to invite you to bring that light, that love, to that person that maybe was not able to fulfill your expectations. And bring that love to that person, envelop them in maybe a green or a pink or a white light. And in your heart, find a space of compassion and love for this being that may be done you wrong, and fill them with the light and the love of universal source that flows from the top of your head into your heart and maybe beams out from your heart to this person, or maybe you can reach out your hands and place your hands on this person and filter the love light from source through your hands to this person. And maybe know deep within you the reason this person couldn't fulfill your love is because they themselves did not have a fullness of self-love to reflect to you. And maybe by filling yourself so full of source love, of self-love, you can show them what it feels like to be so full of love that you ask nothing of them. You require nothing from them because you are so full that you're just spilling out, bubbling out love all over the place. And they in turn can find their light and feel the light of unconditional love around them that you are supporting them in. Without giving anything of yourself, you're giving nothing more than the extension of source light and source love. And you can actually fill your mind's eye with all sorts of people, all sorts of beings who need that source light and source love, that unconditional light and love. Because you're so full, it doesn't come from you. It comes from above through you. Your heart, your hands are an extension of higher frequency, higher vibrational light and love. And you can freely, willingly, and joyously offer that out and invite all those in your mind's eye to feel the softness, the lightness, that tingly higher frequency of heart love. And maybe now you can send that frequency, maybe it's green, maybe it's pink, maybe it's white, coming through your head, out through your heart and your hands. Imagine standing with your hands outstretched and sending this heart love, this unconditional love, to the earth, filling the earth now with all this unconditional source light, spreading it all throughout your home, your town, your state, your country, out through the oceans to other countries, sending that light, that love, that heartfelt, unconditional peace, maybe to all the war-torn lands, to all those suffering, to all those in need, spreading light love, light peace, selfless will to all those out there in need. Seeing the earth turning green, seeing the lands vibrating in a beautiful soft pink or white. Seeing the whole earth vibrating in this unconditional, vibrant peace and love and light. And you are all part of that. You're expanded and connected and one with all that is, in joy and in love and in peace. And you feel so full and so abundantly overflowing that you feel you can give this forever without any loss to self, without any lack to self. Feel it, expand it, be it. All over the world, all over the universe, all over the galaxies, all over creation, expanding throughout time, this heartfelt love light of peace and unconditional love. And then as you expand out, you begin to recognize that you, in your expanded state, are also an individual in your own heart. And you can individuate from this heart expansion into your heart self and begin to pull your energies back to self, finding your own cushion of auric light and love around you, either green light, pink light, or white light surrounded. And you'll find that you yourself have come back into self. You yourself are so full that there is no more pain, lack, or loss. All there is peace and wonderment and connection and higher vibration. And so allow that green light, pink light, or white light to become very intense now and begin to pull it back through your body into your heart center. Allow the top of your head, even though you'll always remain connected to Source, see the Source light begin to fade and diminish as we begin to come back into this mundane 3D world. And your heart is vibrating a pink rose light. And you're feeling whole and complete. And coming back to self, coming back to awareness, coming back to breath, breathing the heart and the lungs full of light, full of love. Filling the lungs full of love so that each cell can be fed the oxygen of love, healing, self-perpetuating love and light and life. And coming back to self, breathing that Source light love down into your toes and wiggling your toes. Bringing that Source light and love into your fingers, wiggling your fingers. Breathing it up into your head, allowing your head to rock from side to side, reawakening the body, coming back fully into consciousness, having a yawn and a stretch of unconditional delight, peace and love. And now coming fully back to self. Namaste.